I started coming to Eastwood in 2018 with my 9-month-old daughter. And it's just been an amazing experience. But I've been thinking really hard and praying on it, on what I would choose as my gratitude this morning, because there's been so many moments in my life for them. And this morning, like, I just had so many stories going on in my head, so many thoughts, and I'm like, look, God, just tell me something. And he brought two things to my mind, and I'll start with the first one. Proverbs 17:17, friends love at all times, and brothers are born for adversity. And for that one, I have to start with my foundation. I was raised in a Christian home. I was baptized at an early age, and I accepted the Lord at an early age. When I was in middle school, I came to a church where there was 10 youth, and I was the only middle schooler. Everybody else were high schoolers. And the first day, I was introduced by the youth pastor, and this giant guy who was a high schooler, came up to me, and he just wraps me in his arms and gives me this big hug. And I'm not a very outward person, so that was like, oh, okay. But they were all like that. They became my brothers and sisters. We created this home in this church. And about, I guess, the beginning of high school for me, it just shattered. Something happened at the church with the youth pastor, and we kind of just spread. I never really got that family again for a long time. I mean, we go to churches and we get something from the sermon, and I would walk with God and I'd read my Bible, but it was kind of like a fire had dimmed in me. I had that relationship with God, but nobody else. And most of my life, Psalm 17 has really been a big part, because when I hear brothers and sisters in Christ are there for you when you have troubles. And we need that in our life. So I went to the Air Force, I traveled around, and I went through a lot of dark times, and God always provided for me. He always saw me through. That was never a question. And came back here with my little girl, and the moment I walked in this church, everyone was just so, which I chose, by the way, in the most, I Google, I say, God, pick a church for me, I Google it, and I come to the first one. And for the most part, it works. Like, I get what I need. And so I came in, and just the folk, everyone was warm, everyone was kind. And so my brain was like, okay, well, I'll come again. But eventually it usually wears off. Like, you know, okay, they're not new anymore. We're going to stop trying. But it never did. Every time I came, there was somebody here to welcome me with a warm heart. And that was just meant a lot to me. And then COVID hit. And along with COVID, my divorce, my husband decided it wasn't working, and so I allowed myself to build that wall to protect me and to protect her from the virus and from everything else. And I felt myself growing just further and further from God, because I just couldn't get that quiet and peace and heart by myself. And so then finally this year I started saying, okay, I'm ready. I need this. I'm hungry. I want to worship with people who want to worship God. And so I came back, and I started finally coming back more and more. And then Eastwood, the retreat, and I was like, this is the year I'm going to go. This is the year. I'm ready. Emma's ready. I'm going to do this. So we went. I went. Everything fell into place. Everything worked great. And on Saturday, we talked about a story about the woman who was where Jesus, they bring this person of immoral values to Jesus and want him to approve or disprove them stoning her. And of course, he said, "He who has not sinned, throw the first stone." And for me, it made me realize in my heart, I wasn't just the woman. I was the people throwing the stones, not at other people, but at myself. Because every little thing, everything that I do wrong, everything that I feel is not right, I throw that stone at myself. And I leave myself with this heart that is broken, and I don't see how anybody else can see more than that. And I realized, I stood up in front of these women, and I looked at them, and I said, they didn't see me as that woman. They saw me as a sister. They saw me as a family. And I think it's okay not to be throwing the stones anymore. And I am so grateful that God brought every one of y'all into my life, not just for myself, but for my daughter, so she can grow in that foundation and walk with God too. This isn't just a church. This isn't just a building. It is a family, a spiritual family where we can grow together at every stage of life. And I am beyond grateful for that.